King Arthur was riding back toward Camelot. It was almost Christmas, and it was his custom at the Christmas season to meet with the knights of the Round Table, and around that great table to tell the stories of what had happened the year before, what dragon they had slain, what Turkish knight they had vanquished, what damsel in distress they had rescued. Arthur had sent his squire on ahead to warn the castle of his homecoming. As he neared the glen by the Green Chapel, a place thought to be inhabited by demons and sorcerers, he heard his name called out, "Arthur, King of the Britons." He peered into the glen, but could see no shape of any mortal man. Again the voice, "Arthur, King of the Britons." Arthur dismounted, walked into the glen, and as his eyes became accustomed to the light, there he saw a giant of a knight. Three times